Planning and Zoning Commission recommendation, closing the record.
Yes, so at your meeting of September 24th, you held a public hearing on CU 2183. At that time, Planning Commission had not made a recommendation. Planning Commission made a recommendation on their, at their meeting on September 26th. At that time, per council policy, the record was left open for 5 days. For written comment, we received no written comment regarding the Planning Commission recommendation. The record closed October 1st.
Okay.
Same thing for conditional use 2184. Planning Commission made a recommendation September 26th. The record closed October 1st with no written comment being submitted regarding the Planning Commission recommendation, and the record is closed. And for conditional use 2187, again, the Planning Commission held a public hearing September 26th. The record was left open for 5 days. We received no written comment regarding the Planning Commission recommendation, and the record was closed on October 1st.
Okay. Mr. Moore, we don't need a motion, do we, for anything? It's just she reporting the record's closed and that the time frame expired. We're good, right? Okay. All right. Oh, you're still up.
I'm still up.
Whole business.
So this is conditionally, or change of zone 1883, filed on behalf of OA BP Marina Bay Lakeside LLC. It's the Peninsula. County Council held a public hearing on July 30th of this year. At that time, you deferred for further consideration. The Planning Commission did recommend approval of the request to amend the condition of approval. The condition of approval was regarding the number of, overall number of lots. It's actually a reduction in the number of lots and the configuration of the unit types within the development.
Any questions, Council? Questions of Council? Mr. Moore, if you'd read the short title there.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a MRRPC, medium density residential district residential plan community, to an MRRPC, medium density residential district residential plan community, to amend conditions of approval of change of zone number 1475, ordinance number 1573, for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 787.787 acres, more or less, for the reasons and condition given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 6.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Do we have a second? Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on a motion? We're going to take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes. Based on the reasons given by planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Riley.
Also, based on the reasons given by planning and zoning, I also vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I also vote yes. On the reasons P and Z.
Mr. Burton.
The I agree with planning and zoning's recommendation, and my vote is yes.
I also thank them. Yes, motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Grant request, Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. First grant request is Marine Corps League. They're requesting $500 for their annual Delaware Devil Dog Detachment number 780 Marine Corps Birthday Ball. The funds raised for this event support the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, Eagle Scout Court of Honor, Veterans Trust Fund, and local JROTC groups. Last grant received was $500, which was $100 from each council member, and Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
I make a motion to do the same thing.
I would thank you, Mr. Wilson. I'd recommend the same thing. Mr. Wilson, motion.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley, to grant $500 to the Marine Corps League of Delaware Devil Dog Detachment 780 for birthday ball fundraiser.
I'll make
that being come from $100 each council mag district.
I feel bad spending your money.
Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Obviously, Mr. Carey. Next, Mrs. Jennings.
Next one, Delaware Celebration of Jazz is requesting $5,000 for the Rehoboth Jazz Festival. The funds raised from this event support the Tunnel Cancer Center, Sussex County Tourism, and Arts and Music Education. Last grant received was $3,000, which is $1,000 each from Mr. Burton, Mr. Cole, and Mr. Arlett. And Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
Mr. Hudson.
I move that we, I would donate $1,000 out of my account.
Anyone else?
I would do the same.
Anyone else? Okay. Have a motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Burton.
Second, Mr. Burton.
To grant $2,000 to Delaware Celebration of Jazz for Hope Beach Jazz Festival. being $1,000 to Hudson's Council Bank account and $1,000 to Burke's Council Bank account. Questions on the motion?
When's this jazz festival?
Next week or 2 weeks.
In the fall.
It's in the fall.
Ms. Jennings, do you have an answer, Ms. Wilson?
Well, overcoats, probably.
I'm looking to see if they have a date on here.
I saw that date somewhere.
We don't know the date.
It's in the fall, I know.
It's in the fall.
Anytime you want to, right?
There you go. Any more questions? We'll take your vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I believe that motion carried. Introduction, proposed zoning ordinance, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I have one, and it's in Mr. Burton's district. And ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying in Ming and Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 10.88 acres, more or less.
Mr. Burton introduced it.
That's all.
Council member comments. Council member comments.
Mobile home center, right?
There you go. There you go. Okay, vote to adjourn.
I move.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? We will take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I believe we're adjourned. Thank you. Thank you.